For KBIA News, I'm Christopher Husted. Missouri could be on pace to see a record number of executions in 2014, with two more inmates now on the verge of execution dates. The Missouri Supreme Court on Thursday issued show cause orders in the cases of Leon Taylor and Michael Worthington. The orders give attorneys for the two men until April 14th to show why an execution date should not be set. Missouri executed two men late last year and has already put to death two other convicted killers in the first 2 months of 2014. Jeffrey Ferguson is scheduled to die March 26 for abducting and killing a teenager in St. Charles County in 1989. Randolph County commissioners are preparing for an upcoming vote on a consolidation of two county courthouses. The commission's plan is to merge all of the offices in both the Huntsville and Moberly courthouses into a new structure that would be located in front of the Randolph County Justice Center. Presiding Commissioner of the county, Susan Carter, says that a main issue with both of the current courthouses is the lack of security.
You have to be careful about separating your witnesses in a court case from your defendants in a court case, from your jurors in a court case, and these buildings are not constructed for that kind of security.
Carter says construction estimates are currently $4.7 million and that the commission will ask voters to approve a quarter of a cent sales tax increase on April 8th. A Missouri commission has approved tax credits to build low-income housing after delaying their issuance last year. The Missouri Housing Development Commission unanimously endorsed issuing about $14 million in tax credits today for about 1,600 housing units. The commission had delayed approving the tax credits in December as part of Democratic Governor Jay Nixon's negotiations with certain senators to pass a $1.7 billion incentive package to lure production of Boeing aircraft. Republican Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder, who cast the lone no vote against delaying the tax credits in December, voted to move forward with the projects. The battleground over use of red light and speed cameras in Missouri shifted this week from the courtroom to the state capitol, where the Missouri House passed legislation that would bar points from being assessed for tickets generated by the cameras. The bill would also cap all fines from traffic enforcement cameras at $135 and would limit speed cameras to school zones, construction zones, and travel safe zones. Supporters say it would rein in the cameras' proliferation across Missouri and add uniformity to fines. Opponents, including Republican Keith Frederick of Rolla, argued that the bill amounts to a de facto legalization of the cameras.
If we are to get a ticket, let it be from a living, breathing, trained, dedicated officer. Let it be from an officer that seems like she can be my sister, and she's just trying to raise a family and trying to do her job. Let's take a small step for liberty today by voting this bill down. Come back later and take a grand step for liberty by banning these devices in our state.
But the bill passed by a small majority. It now goes to the Missouri Senate, where a similar bill was approved in committee earlier this month. The Columbia Board of Education announced today that Peter Stiepelman will be the district's new superintendent. KBIA's Heather Adams has more.
The Columbia Board of Education met for about 4.5 hours Thursday night, deciding between the two candidates. Christine King is the school board president. She says that because Stiepelman is already familiar with the schools and community, he is well educated on what problems the district needs to fix.
Those are things that, you know, an external candidate, unfortunately, just may not be able to demonstrate how well they would work with the board.
Stiepelman says that because he is already a part of the Columbia Public Schools, he will meet with outgoing Superintendent Chris Belcher to make a plan for a smooth transition. Stiepelman says that taking over as superintendent is not about changing the district's goals, but possibly increasing intensity or working smarter. Heather Adams, KBIA News.
Missouri could be on pace to see a record number of executions in 2014. The Missouri Supreme Court on Thursday issued show cause orders in the cases of Leon Taylor and Michael Worthington. The orders give attorneys for the two men until April 14th to show why an execution date should not be set. Missouri executed two men late last year and has already put to death two other convicted killers in 2014. Jeffrey Ferguson is scheduled to die March 26 for abducting and killing a teenager in St. Charles County in 1989. For KBIA News, I'm Christopher Husted.